Reading A Little Tryst by Miles Reed Lobato. Hello? Yes, darling, it's me. Yes, I know I've not been around for a while, but I've had some thinking to do. I think it's time to knock this whole little affair on the head. I mean, 6 months is a jolly good innings, isn't it? Unfair. Oh, I'm sorry, darling, but it isn't anything you've done wrong. It is not about you, it's all about me. And this horrid little election I'm trying to win. I've been chatting it up with some of my closest advisors and a few tete-a-tetes with Rupert. And simply they don't think it's good for my chances. It's all about numbers, you see. I'm doing well in all the Murdoch papers, and the Daily Mail loves me. But to the Daily Mail demographic, only 1 out of 5 Daily Mail readers would want to vote for a confirmed male adulterer. You have to understand, Britain needs me. I have a duty for the British people to do better things for them. And to do that, I need to present an image. A clean-cut, wholesome Church of England image. How could I ever seriously talk about the sanctity of marriage if I had to keep explaining our little fling? Look, so if it ever gets found out, we'll just say you were my therapist. I need you to do this. Rupert needs you to do this. If we upset Rupert after all the good and glowing press he's given me, he will bury us. He has photographs of us. Wherever we went, he was watching us. And he will quite happily splash your naked chest all over the front page. We can't defy him. We can never defy him. You have to do this. Oh, thank you, darling. Oh, Rupert just said thank you too. Isn't that nice?